You're listening to Teach Me the Bible podcast. Our mission is to help the people of God understand the Word of God. Join us each Monday and Thursday for new episode releases. Listen to our full library of content at teachmethebible.com or by downloading the Teach Me the Bible app from any app store. You're listening to Teach Me the Bible podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our Genesis series. If you've been along with us, you'll know we're picking up in a weird spot today, right in the middle of a chapter. So we ended in the middle of chapter 18 in verse 15 last week. And so we're going to pick up today with verse 16. And we've seen these men that have come and they're interacting with Abraham and Sarah concerning the birth of Isaac. But now we're going to start to see they're going to walk towards Sodom. And we're going to see Lot come back into the story. So there's a lot of information we've seen earlier back in chapter 12 that Abraham walked with the Lord and Lot walked with him. And that's going to be an important piece of information as we walk into this next scene with what's going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, what's going on with Lot, what Abraham's role is in light of all this. And so there's a lot we have to talk about today. And so, David, if you would walk us down that road, we would sure appreciate it.
Yeah, we jump in 18:16, and really the reason for the scene is really stated right up front. It says, then the men arose from there, and these are the angels, and they looked down to towards Sodom, and Abraham was walking with them and to send them off. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? And here's the point. Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Mm-hmm. For I have chosen him in order that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, in order that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him. And so how is it that Abraham is going to be a blessing to the nations, mm-hmm. or how are the nations going to be blessed through him and through the seed? And so there's this mediator role, this priestly role, where Abraham is in between the Lord and the nations, and so he's going to work through Abraham. And you're going to see this again in chapter 20. Why is this important in the overall story to the reader? They need to learn how they're supposed to operate as the nation. And so as they watch Abraham intercede, interact with the nations, so they're to learn as well.
Mm-hmm. They're going to become a kingdom of priests.
Yeah, a kingdom of priests. Yeah. Right. And so the Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great indeed. Their sin is exceedingly grave. I will go down now and see, you know, what I've done, for their evil is, you know, they're evil. And so the men turn away, they head towards Sodom while Abraham was still standing there. And Abram intercedes. He says, he comes near and he said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you indeed sweep away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? And far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated as the same. Far be it from you, for shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? So the Lord said, if I find 50 righteous in the city, then I will spare the whole city on account of them. And then he says, well, what if there's lacking 5? What if there's, you know, 45? Or what if there's 40? Or what if there's 30? Or what if there's 20? This negotiation mm-hmm. goes all the way down mm-hmm. through the end of the chapter. And the Lord continues to respond, I will not destroy it on account of the 20. So the city's not going to be spared on account of the righteous. Well, right. That sets up chapter 19.
Right.
Because in chapter 19, the two angels, the two messengers come down to Sodom in the evening, and Lot's sitting at the gate of at Sodom. And so Lot's one of the righteous. And so what's going to happen, just as a chapter summary of this scene, the angels are going to deliver the righteous, and going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, mm-hmm. right? And so the only people that are going to come out of that city are Lot and his two daughters, yeah. and that's it. And with the end, the way this story is going to end, and we'll go through it in a little bit of detail, but it's going to end with the birth of two sons. One is Moab, and the other is Ammon, and so you know these are the some of the cities that are going to be mm-hmm. around the nation of Israel.
Yeah,
and so they need to know where these people came from.
Yeah,
but it's not just that they know where these people came from, but also they're learning Lot's mediator or Abraham's mediator role.
Yeah,
and that's going to continue right into chapter 20 as well.
Yeah. Now, I know we've kind of talked about this in the past, but just to sort of recap for our listeners especially, I think when most people think of Lot or when you read Lot's story, you wouldn't necessarily think of him as a righteous, right, in terms of his actions. But we've kind of explained in the past why it is that the story is putting him in this category. Could you give us a bit of a recap on that?
Well, yeah, and we can go back even before Lot, and we could put the same template on Abram.
Right.
How righteous is it right after the Lord gives you a promise to mm-hmm. go the other way? Or how righteous is it to, take your wife's maidservant and mm-hmm. and have a child with her? How righteous is it to
pass your wife off as
pass your wife off at wife right. off as your sister? Which he's going to do again here in chapter 20 in our next time. We mm-hmm. may get to it today or maybe next time. And so it's real easy for us to fall into the trap of thinking that righteousness equals mm-hmm. deeds.
Yes.
You're righteous because of what you do. And of course, that's such bad theology, right? Yeah. Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, or Abraham had believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And so when did Abraham believe the Lord? Well, it's back in chapter 12. He walked according to the word of the Lord and Lot walked with him. Mm-hmm. And so we are righteous, Lot's righteous, in spite of mm-hmm. his deeds. In fact, if we were to flip forward all the way to 2 Peter, mm-hmm. 2 Peter, the illustration that Peter makes, or the illustration Peter uses, and then he summarizes the point, is found in 2 Peter chapter 2. And the point that he makes is, this is in chapter 2, 2 Peter 2, 9, "Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment." Mm-hmm. He knows how to judge the unrighteous and deliver the righteous. And the example that he uses, that Peter uses, is Lot. Mm-hmm. And so what happens in 2 Peter is these people are going the way of the false teacher, or being warned not to go the way of the false prophets, just as there were false prophets among the people, so there will be false teachers among you, mm-hmm. and they're going to lead you astray, and you're going to go down this road of destruction, but the Lord knows how to deliver you.
Yeah,
just good. As he did Lot,
yeah,
right?
That's great.
And so did Lot escape? Yes. Was Lot righteous through his actions? Of course not. How did Lot escape? Barely.
He came out on his back. Yeah.
He came out smelling like ashes and soot.
Yeah.
And so Lot's,
that's a good point.
You know, the point is not Lot's action. The mm-hmm. point is Abram's interceding mm-hmm. for Lot, and the Lord's deliverance of the righteous,
yeah,
right? And
that's
so,
good. That's
and helpful. So you have Lot as righteous back in chapter 12. He walked. He identifies with the promise and he walks with Abram, mm-hmm. whose name is going to be changed to Abraham. But he goes down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and this isn't the first time that Abram has interceded on behalf of Lot. He did it back in chapter 14 as well. Chapter 13, Lot separates from Abram, and then chapter 14. Abram's got to go rescue him. Mm-hmm. And so this is a theme that's running throughout. How is it that Israel is a kingdom of priests? How is it that they're going to be a blessing to the nations? I will bless those who bless you. Those who curse you, I will curse. And so how do they align themselves with Abram?
Yeah.
And so that's going on here in chapter 19.
That's good.
It's going to continue into chapter 20. And so 19:1, now the two angels came down to Sodom. There's also, we might point out, this is a this is kind of a story that's used all the way through Scripture to kind of be a type for evil. Mm-hmm. In Judges chapter 19, it's real easy to remember because you have Genesis 19, Judges 19. In Judges 19, you're going to see this same basic scene mm-hmm. Play out, but now it's playing out in Israel. A man travels to the city of Gibeah in Judges 19. You know, someone invites him into the house. The men of the city surround the city, and it's the same story,
yeah.
except now it's not over there happening in the evil nation, right. evil people of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's happening in Gibeah in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a story that you're going to hear allusions to this all the way through the, mm-hmm. through the scripture. So anyway, back to 19:1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And when Lot saw them, he arose to meet them and bowed down his face to the ground and said, "Now behold, my lords, please turn aside into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet, and then you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No, we will spend the night in the city square." And he urged them strongly and turned them aside. And they entered the house, and he prepared a feast for them and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both the young and old, and all the peoples from every quarter, right? So this, you're just seeing the wickedness of the people. And they called Lot and said to him, "Where are the men that came to you tonight? Bring them out that we may have relations with them." And Lot went to them outside the door and shut the door behind him and said, "Please, my brothers, do not act so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters." You know, this is proof that yeah. Lots of, you know, look, if you
he's
think you're righteous,
not doing righteous deeds.
Yes, that's exactly right. "I have two daughters who have not known a man, and please let me bring them out, and you can do to them whatever you like." I mean, what are we talking about here? This is such you know, and of course, this kind of makes Peter's point over in 2 Peter. You know, you go the way of the false teacher. You go the way of wickedness and evil, and you know, don't be surprised when you wake up one day and you look in the mirror and that's what you are, mm-hmm. right? You're just as evil and wicked as they are. But no, they said, you know, "Stand aside." And they said, "This one has come in as an alien," talking about Lot, "and he's already acting as a judge over us. Now we will treat you worse than we treat them." And so they pressed hard against Lot. And the men sent forth their hands and brought Lot back in and shut the door. And they struck the men at the doorway with blindness, both the great and the small and the great. And they were, and they were wearied, it translates. They were kind of struggling to find the door. the allusion here and that happens in Judges 19. We'll deal with that when we get in the book of Judges, but it's just amazing how these authors weave all this together. And so the men said to Lot, "Who do you have here? A son-in-law and your sons and your daughters and whoever you have in the city, bring them out of the place, for we're about to destroy the place because of the outcry has become so great before the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." And Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters, and told him, "Get up and get out of the place, for the Lord's going to destroy it." And they thought he was joking. You know, point here, you go the way of the false teacher back to 2 Peter, and don't be surprised when they don't listen to your words, right? All they see is the hypocrisy.
Right.
When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your daughters and who are here, unless you be swept away by the punishment." But he hesitated. And so the men seized him. You know, they had to drag him out, right? The men seized him, and they grabbed the hand of his wife and the hands of his daughters. And the Lord had compassion upon him, and they brought him out and put him outside the city.
Wow.
Right. And so they deliver Lot. They put him outside the city. It came about when they were brought outside the city that one said, "Escape for your life. And don't look behind you and don't stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains, lest you be swept away." And Lot said, "Oh no, lords! Is this no, my lords? Behold, your servant. If your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown me by saving my life, but I cannot escape into the mountains, lest a disaster overtake me and I die. Now, behold, there's this town. You know, let me flee to this town." And so they said, "Behold, I grant you this request. I will not overthrow the town which you've spoken." So they go, they escape to and the town's called Zaor, which is just means, you know, small. And the sun had risen over the earth when Lot had come up, and Lot and the Lord rained down fire and brimstone and fire on out of heaven, and overthrew the cities and all the valley and all of its inhabitants and of the city, everything that grew on the ground. But his wife from behind him looked and became a pillar of salt. She looks back, she turns back, becomes a pillar of salt. And Abraham rose early in the morning, and he looks and he sees the place, and he looked toward the land of the valley, and he saw smoke and ascending like a furnace. And it came about when God destroyed the cities of the valley, God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the... Now, don't miss that, right? Mm-hmm. So when it came about that God destroyed the cities of the valley, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived. And so Lot has identified himself with the promise of Abraham. And so the Lord delivers Lot because he remembered the promise to Abraham. I will bless those who bless you, and those who curse you, I will curse. And so this is, you know, this is Abrahamic covenant at work, right? Mm-hmm. When we come to faith, you know, the Lord is faithful to deliver us from the wrath to come because of the promise that he has given to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob concerning his son, and we've taken refuge in the son. And, and so there's just a lot of solid theology here that comes out of that we get out of the New Testament. But our New Testament theology isn't new. Mm-hmm. The apostles are just explaining the faith that is old.
It's kind of one of those like really rich character moments for the Lord, I think, in this scene, is because it's highlighting his loving kindness. And what strikes me, the compassion of the Lord was upon Lot.
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
Because of the promise to Abraham, Isaac, and, you know, well, we haven't got to Isaac, but the promise to Abraham, the loving kindness, the loyalty to his word and to his covenant.
Yep.
And you're seeing this on full display right here.
Yep. Yep. And it's going to be repeated to Isaac and repeated to Jacob and continually repeated through the prophets, through the Old Testament, through Christ, through the New Testament, right? The Lord is going to keep his promises. Yep. So Lot goes up from Zaor. He stayed in the mountains with his two daughters, and lo and behold, drunk again, right? You know, it's the Noah story, right? Father drunk, kids go in. This time, instead of the sons going in and one of them sinning, the daughters go in, and actually this is their scheme. They say, "Behold, they get the father drunk and sleep with him and have kids." Of course, this is incest. And interesting that in the Ruth story, and you may know the Ruth story, this is Naomi's plan for Ruth. Mm-hmm. You know, Ruth is a Moabitess. The Moabite people are going to come from this story.
Yep.
And so Naomi's plan for Ruth is to go, you know, get Boaz drunk and sleep with him. You're going, goodness
gracious.
That's
a great irony moment.
Yeah, it is.
You don't understand until you read this story. And it's just a great illustration of how story works.
Yeah. And so the two daughters, one night and the next night, they get their father drunk. They go and they lay with him. And both the daughters of Lot were with child, and the first bore a son and called his name Moab, and he's the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi, he's the father of the sons of Ammon till this day. So sons of my people is Ben-Ammi, and And you know, this is Ammon. So these are the two nations to the east of of the Promised Land,
and they'll show back up.
And they'll show back up as Israel is traveling to the land. So we're seeing, we're right in the middle of this section, and we'll shut it down here, and next time we'll do chapter 20. But we're right in the middle of this section where we're seeing the intercession of Abraham. But Abraham's still learning, and we're going to see that when we get into chapter 20.
Yep. Just when you think he might have it figured out.
Yep.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's right. He's moving the right direction. Yeah. He's doing some good stuff, but he's still got a couple chapters before his faith is perfected, as James would say.
Awesome. Well, great scenes today, and like I said, we're going to pick it up next week in chapter 20, so we'll see you then.
For more resources, visit teachmethebible.com or download our app from any app store. You can partner with Teach Me the Bible in helping the people of God understand the Word of God by subscribing and sharing with others. Thank you for listening to Teach Me the Bible podcast.